Hello friends, this is Nemo Martin, creator of Trice Forgotten. I wanted to come in and thank you for checking out our swashbuckling adventure. There are a lot of people on deck at Rusty Quill helping to make this podcast possible, and the best way you can support us and our show is by spreading the word. Tell your friends and pirate nemeses, share us on social media with the hashtag Trice Forgotten, rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice, maybe even play it on repeat for your aquarium buddies. We are still a small company and we want to keep bringing more and more work to writers and performers in future seasons, but we can only do that if people listen and spread the word. If you want to contribute to us directly and get first word on new projects, behind the scene content, exclusive events, and more, consider joining the Rusty Quill Patreon over at patreon.com/rustyquill. Now please, enjoy the episode.
Rusty Quill presents Trice Forgotten, Episode 1, The First Blow.
Around the rim, climbing, knowing he'll become a dragon when he reaches the gate. That is, until he sees the red carp, clothed in rich Kosa ochre, a truer treasure indeed. And married now, Inky Betha pinned with beads on the patterns of this plate, the lovers swirl and swirl. Destiny changed until they bear their own little calf. Hey, little calf, flying through the river there, watch how she swims. Underneath some warm streams, dazzling collar made from beads, dancing, dance upstream. Face painted white and gold, over cheeks and above eyes, dancing, dance upstream. Watch how she swims, dancing, dance upstream. Dancing, dance upstream. Dancing, dance upstream.
I've got you, child. I've got you. Hold on. Please, I have a child. Please.
Put the child on the bed. You go stoke the fire. Your child?
No.
Doctor.
No, doctor. Found half drowned. Checking the moorings.
Whale boat?
Yes, doctor.
You got no surgeon aboard?
We do, but...
No love of people our shade. You're new here.
Just docked.
How did you find me?
If it's about the money...
Is that what I asked you? There are a dozen doctors in Kingston, all of them 3 miles closer to the shore.
I was recommended.
I can go back to bed and not lose a wink of sleep, stranger. Don't be vague.
I was told, if I ever needed help round these islands, to come find Dr. Elizabeth.
I don't do favors for just anyone that knows my name.
I have the money, please.
Who was it that told you to come looking for me?
Gabe. Gabriel Grant.
And what's Gabriel Grant doing giving my name out to a whaler?
Please, Doctor. Once you've tended the child, I will answer any question.
Last I heard, baby Gabe was going to try his luck in Nova Scotia.
McMackie.
He made it?
He did. He's a teacher.
And he's close enough he'd give you my name?
My husband didn't want me to die on this voyage.
Husband? Nobody tells Elizabeth nothing these days. Damn children. Forget the folks who raised them. What's your name, cousin?
Baker. The child? Away?
Regular breaths. Good sign. No gashes, some bumps and bruises. Drowning's a nasty thing. And in this god-awful hurricane, too. I'd say you got the child just in time. Not seen this one around before. Washed up alone?
Alone.
All right. You know your way around a mortar and pestle, cousin?
Yes, Doctor.
Then let's save ourselves a child, Cousin Baker.
Empty. 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 A ship of my own in every chest, crate, and goddamn barrel empty. Ah! This is not where it ends. Barely enough for supper. This, very clearly an imitation and a poor one at that. I won't go higher than an escudo. An escudo. That set was worth a crate of gold, the thief. As if I don't know my pearlware. Now, not even a rat would stow away.
Oh.
3 seconds, rat. 3, 2. Do not make me...
Sorry. Peace, I come in peace, please. Amnesty, parley? Surrender, I surrender.
You squawk too much for a rat.
Yes, sorry. I'm rather nervous, too, partly, or mostly, in fact, because of the sword that is very, very close to my neck, and that is unfortunately making me feel, quite terrified.
Did he send you?
Being that I am not entirely sure I know who he is, I'm going to hazard a guess that would be a no. Oh, good God. Mercy, thank you.
Out. Now.
Well, I...
Get off my ship before my patience really runs out.
No, see, my name is Siva. Siva Bhattasundaram.
Up.
I am a cartographer.
Climb!
A good one. And I really need to leave. Here, this island and...
We're not hiring.
Who's that?
Do not make eye contact. Either of you.
What were you doing down in the hold?
No, Baker. Do not engage.
Hello, I'm...
Are you in need of assistance, child?
Siva. My name is Siva, and...
Alistair's.
No, Baker.
I can work, sir. I swear.
Work? I've seen bean sprouts with more muscle on them.
I promise you won't find maps of this area finer than mine.
If you're as skilled as you say, you wouldn't need to hide in my hold, would you?
To be honest, and I mean no offence, the maps that you're using are, well, old. Outdated, very much so.
Oh,
I can...
we've really been snooping, haven't we?
How much do they sell for? Your maps?
Well, I haven't officially ever sold one, but...
Oh, in that case, come aboard.
You must have been hired, though, right? That uniform.
Yes, yes. Youngest promotion, sir. From boy to assistant to the cartographer.
Ooh, assistant to the cartographer.
But I'm good. I promise. I can show you. Here.
We are not hiring.
The kid's in distress, Alistair. The least we can do is look.
How old are you, Siva?
23, miss.
Captain.
Oh, no. I'm definitely not a captain, miss.
I'm the captain.
Oh.
See, he's 23, not a child.
I don't mind. They called me
and
boy.
Baker, a 23-year-old stowaway wearing a British officer's uniform.
I can explain.
I don't want you to. I want you and your drama off my ship before we become implicated.
But I don't have anywhere else to go.
Frankly, Siva, I don't give a damn.
Oh, right. Let me see.
Alistair, when I found you on that
Baker.
Beach, you were barely alive. A child so alone. If I hadn't pulled you
out of that hurricane, yes, Baker, I know. I am not that child anymore. I haven't been for over a decade.
The kid needs help.
The kid is going to drag us into a headache I cannot even begin to fathom. This is my ship. I'm the captain. My decisions are final. Siva?
Yes?
Go away.
Oh. I understand. Thank you for your consideration.
What?
Sometimes.
You wish you'd left me to drown?
No, Alistair, never. I just wish...
The hold's empty. I'll see what I could scrounge at the market, buy some tack, hike the price, hawk it to the first fool I come across. Do that, what, a dozen more times? Our coffers will be back to bursting, and we can hire enough damned crew to get us across the Atlantic. Be ready to accept provisions.
Of course.
And next time I catch a rat, Baker, it's dead. No more lectures. No more strays.
Aye, Captain.
Just gotta find the right...
I can help you search.
Mother of...
Find the right what? Fish cellar? British encampment? Mountain range? Tea plantation?
Thought I told you to piss off.
Off your ship? But you need a guide, don't you? This is Galatevu, which isn't your ship, and I'm a cartographer, which means I know every nook and cranny of every mountain, and I know fun facts too. Like, did you know ancient Greek geographers called our neighbor island of Ceylon Taprobana, based on...
Not interested.
No, but, what about... Well, we don't have much a tourist might be interested in, but...
You really need to work on your pitch.
I could show you the governor's house.
Goodbye.
It's huge. And there was a raid. Which, that's... You like weapons, right? Is that exciting? And it's always empty, so it would be no trouble
Get
to...
Get in my way again, and I'll gut you, rat.
Right. Yes. Of course. Have a beautiful day. All right, Siva, old chap. This is fine. More than fine. It's an island. There'll be more ships. There are always more ships. Just one more day, and there'll be another ship, captained by a captain with less swords and more smiles. Yes, good plan, Siva. Thank you, Siva. Just got to avoid the town and avoid all the soldiers. Walk into the forest. You like sleeping out in the forest. It's like being in the camp again, just with less food and fire. But Siva, this whole island is full of food. You're right, Siva. Just because you're a cartographer and not a botanist doesn't mean you can't pick out something edible. Avoid red. Ah, but strawberries are red. Green is good for you, right? Hmm.
This is fine. Everything's going to be fine. I don't need to eat. Once I'm on a ship, they'll give me rations. And if there isn't a ship in the morning, then... One more night in the rainforest. The scary men won't catch me, and I'll be on the first ship to London.
What are you doing here?
Ah. Hello, gentlemen.
No. Too expensive. I wouldn't pay that in London, let alone Kalativu.
This is the best price in Kalativu. You won't get cheaper anywhere else on the island.
Look at this. Chipped glaze, and in a style 3 decades out of fashion.
Full price, no discounts, for merchants like you.
I'm not paying full price for goods like this.
Go on then, walk away.
2 paisa.
2 rupee.
1/4 anna.
2 rupee.
1 anna. Final offer.
Keep walking, girl.
Captain.
What ship would make you captain?
What the? Oh,
another one.
Another what?
Wannabe revolutionary. Shot for trying to cheat the crown and its children.
Children? Huh. You really think some royal across the sea cares about you? Some piss-poor porcelain merchant? All the way out here?
Go on then. Watch in the square. See what folk less lenient than me do with shameless brats like you.
Get out of my way.
Listen. Watch. Do not look away. Siva Pasasundaram, charged with desertion.
Oh, good.
I swear, I didn't. I wasn't. I just needed...
Keep mewling, kid. See where that gets you.
For this crime, he will face a fair trial. Lenience will mean corporal punishment, here, in public. Justice will be to put him to the firing line.
Please, ask Lieutenant Colonel Shaw. He'll vouch for me.
Shut your trap while Lieutenant George is addressing you.
Or Lance Corporal Davids, or Private Pearson, or Governor Peters.
Peters couldn't save his own arse. You think he'd come get yours?
Silenced a lot of you.
But they...
Finally, conspiracy with the group calling themselves the Fly Fishers. What say you to this accusation, boy?
This is all a mistake. I wasn't running away. Not forever. Nani. My Nani, my grandmother. She in the raid, and I just needed some time to... And then they said I was deserting, which I wasn't.
Casualties are natural in the course of exterminating those who see fit to undermine our empire. Do you disagree, boy?
I...
Hanging for treason.
Listen. Watch. Do not look away. See what comes from disobeying. Watch as justice prevails. Feel our lenience when it is given fairly.
No! Please!
Always a shame when they're taken so young. Oh well, it's nice knowing you, you strange little tadpole. May you be less pathetic in your next life.
Miss Alessis.
Damn it.
You came to save me. Miss Alessis, I... How can I ever repay you?
You've got the wrong person, kid.
I knew from the second I first saw you. I thought, wow, she's so cool and brave and talented. And her sword is so shiny and pointy and...
Enough of this farce. I will have quiet. Do you understand me? Siva Pasasundaram, charged with desertion, treason, conspiracy and contempt. He will be punished as all others calling themselves rebels were. Death.
The child, so alone. What Baker doesn't know can't hurt him. But he'll be able to tell he always can. Ugh. All right, fine. I have a question for you, boys.
Step aside.
It's a very serious question.
Piss off. Unless you want trouble too.
You're not even the least bit curious about what I have to ask.
Last warning.
Or what? You'll shoot me? You won't get very far in life if your aim's as bad as that.
That was a warning shot.
And your last.
Mm-hmm.
Halt. Don't you come any closer.
Should I raise the alarm, sir?
It's a coloured woman and a boy, Private. Do you fear that we need assistance?
No, sir.
You have a question, girl.
When I kill you, would you rather the sword or the pistol?
Mighty words, girl.
Lieutenant George!
Get to the Netawansen. I'll hold them off.
To the what?
The ship!
That makes sense in context.
Run!
You, don't let them escape. You, raise the alarm.
But, sir, you're bleeding?
Go!
Yes, sir.
What will it be, friend? The blade or the bullet?
Insolent woman.
Insolent? That word's a bit above your pay grade, no?
You.
She's playing games with you. Shoot her!
Oh, sweetheart. Was that your best effort? Lieutenant George.
Pay for this, girl.
I doubt that very much.
You missed.
Feel our lenience when it is given fairly. Pig. Can you run faster?
No, Miss... Captain!
Christ, what can you do?
I'm a cartographer, Miss... Captain!
Zigzag as you run. Did they teach you anything in the army?
No, Captain!
Get down!
Thank you, Captain, for saving me.
This is not the time.
You didn't have to, and...
I didn't do it for you.
Who did you do it for?
They're approaching the bend in the road. We'll have a few seconds to get across the dock to the ship.
Well, thank you, regardless. Even if it wasn't for me, specifically, you still saved my life.
I should have left you there.
But you didn't. Captain, your ship, it's leaving!
Baker must have seen the commotion. Good man, catching the wind for us. Come on, it will be a running jump.
What? No, I couldn't possibly...
Get some speed in you. Jump, Seaver, go!
I've got you. Climb up. Here we are.
Baker, unfurl the jib.
Aye, Captain.
Seaver, take the glass. Tell me if they've got cannons readied.
Yes, Captain.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, we were lucky they had no ships at the ready. Too busy reprovisioning.
Kalsai! Provisions!
We're supposed to be keeping a low profile while this stays. Especially this close to his territory.
Good thing I didn't pay that hack market seller.
Who knows where his area of control extends now?
Or another blasted week of heart attack.
Were you injured?
I'm fine.
Here, let me check you.
Stop buzzing, old man. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I need a meal, Baker. A proper one, that's all.
Siva, he said he knows the area. He might know some islands out of Gammon's control.
Good for nothing, but pay his way somehow.
I'll make sure he's settled in. You rest up.
Tell him not to touch anything. Any food he finds down there is mine.
Aye, Captain. And thank you for helping him.
I didn't do it for...
Whatever.
Night, Alistair.
Good night, Baker.
Thrice Forgotten is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by Nemo Martin and directed by Rafaela Marcus. Today's episode was written by Nemo Martin and edited by Lori Ann Davis, Nico Vitese, Maddie Searle, Tessa Vroom, and Kathy Rinella. Thrice Forgotten features Rebecca Bruff, Vic Zander, Shahan Hamza, James Makepeace, and John Chu. Additional voices by Mark Nicholson, Nico Vitez, Pip Gladwin, and Rafaela Marcus. Thrice Forgotten is produced by Ian Gears and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.